With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Matt, you say something.
Why?
Because this is a thing. The
this is testing the recording.
I thought we'd already tested mine. I'm living my talking on this podcast. I'm just going to interject at three times a topic.
I'm going to move this down because I realised that like I'm having to do this to kind of look
you
over.
Probably put it down a little bit so that it's a bit more comfortable for you. I like how you've forcibly given yourself the most uncomfortable seat.
Considering you've got a bad back.
Yeah, but it's harder and it's a good posture for my back.
No, that's true.
I thought about it.
That's why I put a pillow behind me. It's really hard to gauge someone's emotion when you're talking to them and you can't really see their mouth.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like really enjoying this.
This is why I don't like doing it in the front room too much, because last time we did it with you and Shaw, I was just looking at eyes the whole podcast and it was weird.
I thought it was a bumblebee.
Like, 2-on-1. You should be sat there so it's like a...
So it's more of a...
A 3. Like a... Yeah.
Why do I always struggle to say the first line? Hello and...
Hello, my name's Craig.
Hello.
And this is Welcome Interesting.
That one. Welcome
Hello and welcome to That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambard. Hand clap.
Yes.
I love the fact that you've done a really enthusiastic hand clap and you just did a one-handed.
I've always done a one-handed clap.
Yeah, it's good. It's I enjoyed it. Well, in the room with me, we've got Mr. Phil Jackson. How are you doing today, mate?
Hello. I'm really good. Well, I had a really good day until I got to Bank Station.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was hell.
Why do you have a really good day, though?
Because I had the day off and it was nice and sunny and I made a cheesecake, which was great, and watched some of The Island with Bear Grylls.
Oh.
Very good. Like, season one, though, because season three's on at the moment and it's on TV. So, yeah, I was rewatching some old favourites. Was good.
Cool. And how did the cheesecake go?
Cheesecake was great. It's the first time I've ever made a baked cheesecake. It was lime... with a raspberry topping.
And you'll find the recipe on our Facebook page.
No, you won't, because I kind of winged it. Yeah. It
really?
I was like following
the recipe.
I was following two or three different recipes and then, yeah, they kind of turned out all right. So
there you go then.
It's a Phil Spesh.
Phil Spesh.
Yeah.
There you go. Nice. Well, cool. Mr. Rodriguez, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I had lunch in the square, Soho Square today, which is nice. Having lunch in the sun. I also witnessed a very funny event this morning. I was on the tube and there was these two school kids and one of them had to get off but didn't realise until the doors were about to start to close, you know, when they sort of, you know, make that warning, that noise comes up. Sorry. And the guy went to get off and one of the bag straps was around his shoulder, but the other one was actually around the handle of the seat on the tube.
Oh,
so as
no.
he got up, the bag yanked him back. The doors closed, and then the next tube, like the tube stopped until he actually got off. Him and his mate, well, his mate obviously was just, they were completely silent with laughter and the fact they were laughing so hard they couldn't make any noise. And then even after the guy got off, his friend was still laughing to himself.
Lolling away.
It was absolutely brilliant. It was almost staged. So that made my day.
That's brilliant.
It was good.
Just laughing
a really
at someone
good story.
Else's misfortune.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Poor bastard. Well, it's good to hear you've both had a nice day so far.
How was your day, Craig?
You've
not done anything today, have you? You've just sat around.
I've literally done nothing, to be honest. It's weird because
this is
2 weeks in a row now that you've actually asked me how
and
I am.
You've not done anything interesting.
And yeah, I've got nothing to say.
Oh.
Yeah, I've hurt my back.
Oh.
So that's been good.
No.
Anyway.
Do you want some more sympathy or...
Nah. I want a little
good.
Rub.
Cool.
Just, ooh, you know.
Hello, cheeky.
Well, anyway, let's get that out of the way. It's the beginning of the podcast. What does that mean?
We tell everyone what our Twitter handles are.
No,
that's the end.
That's the end.
Shit.
There's, oh, we play cards.
No.
We stroke your cat.
Sometimes. Ooh. There's some, you know, some are quite important that happens at the beginning of every podcast.
The intro music.
That's already happened.
Oh, shit.
We stopped the podcast.
It's a fucking game. It's a fucking game. We're going to play a game.
Okay. What's the game?
The game is called, and I don't have a name for it yet, so it's literally going to be the first thing off my head.
Is that all the title? Was that the title of the game?
You've interrupted me halfway through the title.
Oh, shit.
Right. So the rest of the title is it a real weird song name, or is it a weird song name that Craig thought was weird and said?
So it's true or false?
Real or not?
Real or not is probably, yeah. Yeah.
Truth or false? Yeah.
So basically, if that name of the game didn't explain it enough, I'm going to tell you a name of a song. Yes. You tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
Okay.
And I will give bonus points, only one extra, if you know the artist, if you think it's real.
Okay.
Okay? Sound right. good?
That sounds
we span a lot of different genres, or we stick into your Rammstein, like...
No, these are just, like, the weirdest song names I could find. It's not, like...
Did you Google weirdest song names?
Are they going to be by bands that we know?
Some of them... Actually, no, I think pretty much all of them bar, like, two that you'll see.
Okay.
No surprises.
Okay.
No spoilers. Are you ready? Should we start?
Let's go for it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, the first one is, My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama.
I think that's real.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a real song.
Yeah?
Don't know who it's by, though. Like Iron Maiden or...
I think more like Fountains of Wayne, who sang Stacey's Mum. Yeah. It's a nice sequel to the original song.
Okay.
So what we're going with?
Truth.
Truth, yeah. Yes, real.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's by Frank Zappa.
I think you were quite... not really close, but in the same age.
Same era, yeah. Different genre altogether. Frank Zappa was... interesting musician.
Very interesting.
Very talented guy.
Yeah. Next one. Why does it hurt when I pee?
That's what something like the Bloodhound Gang would do. That's the kind of title they strike me. I'm going to say real as well.
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah?
I think you've just got a problem that you need to go to the doctor about.
Yeah, just to add to the top of my list, you know. It's real.
Oh, shit.
And it's by Frank Zappa.
Oh, fuck off. Are you going to keep doing this?
No, I'm not. But yeah, it's another one by Frank Zappa.
I'm going to be really disappointed that I haven't listened to Frank Zappa in a long time. I should have known these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one.
Go.
Joe.
I promise not to come in your mouth.
Hmm.
I'm going to say not real for this one. But...
Maybe that's like a song by an Australian hardcore band or something.
Like
why Australian?
From South Africa. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say
real.
One real, one fake?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yes.
Do you want to guess who it's by?
Oh, fuck off.
Frank Zappa?
It's by Frank Zappa.
Ah! Right, I'm going on to Zappa. I'm going to go on to Wikipedia episode. And look at all Frank Zappa tracks.
Seeing a trend here.
Yeah. I promise you that was the last Frank Zappa.
So that's two all now.
I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
If it's Frank Zappa, I'm leaving the room. If it is, seriously, I'm going to go.
Yeah, okay.
Go for it.
Let me just choose the next one along. No, seriously, that was it. The Night Dad Went to Jail.
Fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because that's what I think, man.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say real.
Real?
Yeah.
Fake.
Oh, bang, bang, bang. What's that? 3-2?
Yep, 3-2.
And that one's by Craig Lambard.
Yeah.
The next one is, I love unicorns, but not as much as crack.
Huh. That's definitely not a Frank Zappa song.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I think that could be real as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So that's another one by Craig Lambard.
Lovely.
The next one is, On the Bright Side, She Could Choke.
Yeah, I think that's real.
Real.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Why? Again, like that could be a real shit metal band's song title, maybe.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by a band called Fear Before the March of Flames.
Yeah, that sounds like a shit metal band as well.
Yeah,
nice.
The next one is, we threw gasoline on the fire and now we have stumps for arms and no eyebrows.
Real.
Yeah, real. No, I'm going to say fake.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's real.
Really?
Who is it?
NoFX.
Yeah, I thought
for
so.
Arms and no eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that one before.
That happened.
It's about to thrill.
The next one is... Oh, yeah. What is it?
4-4.
4-4. Okay.
Two.
Yep.
Glad you've been keeping count. I haven't.
It's because you can't count.
I can't count. The next one is The Girl with the Trumpet Arms.
That sounds like one of your crazy
I mean, that
ideas.
Sounds like a Beatles B-side, but I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake as
both
well.
Both fake?
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yes.
Five all.
We know you too well.
The next one is, I saw an x-ray of a girl passing gas.
What would that even look like?
Real.
If it was an x-ray, you'd just see her bones, so you wouldn't see a fart. Farts can't be seen by... I'm going to say fake. Based on that scientific analysis.
I like your thinking, but you were wrong. It was real.
Yes.
Really?
And this is probably my favourite one because of the band name as well. The Butthole Surfers.
Oh, Bowl Surfers. Yeah. I've got a few tracks by them.
Yeah.
6-5. That's me.
Shut up.
Okay, this is the last one.
Cool.
All to play for.
Right? And don't forget, like, if it's real, see if you can get the band name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right? Might make all the difference. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
That's real.
Definitely.
And I feel like I know.
Yeah, I feel like I know as well.
It's not Butthole Surfers again, is it?
I'd say no, but that's the only time I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm not going to think of it. Is it like Sum 41 or something?
I'm going to give you a no as well. It's okay. Not that. I'll give you both one more chance. Let's have a little think. Because... I will tell you it's real. It is real. You got that much right.
So I'm winning unless
again,
he gets the artist.
Can you say it again, please?
Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
It's a popular musician. I've definitely heard this
Is
track
it Michael
now.
Jackson? No.
I think it's like an American pop punk band.
Yeah, it sounds like a pop
punk
song.
I'm going to give you one more chance to get it, Phil.
Blink.
No.
No, it's not Blink.
The Beatles.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit.
An American pop punk band.
I feel fucking disgusting for not getting that.
That was the
Beatles. I feel like you should have known that.
I feel I'm going to be sick.
Oh, dear.
Well, you still won.
Yeah, you won.
I did win. I think that's the first game I've won.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Cheers, guys.
Congrats, mate.
I'll get the Uber ride paid for home.
Has it all been?
No. You've got my respect.
Oh great. Yeah, well.
Wow.
You lost mine.
Apparently, I need to think of a better prize because that really upsets people. Yeah, anywho, how's that game?
I enjoyed that one.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah. You did well to come up with some good red herrings there.
Red herrings, yeah.
The ice has thoroughly been broken. That's happened. So.
We'll seep through into the water. We're all icy cold. We're ready to go.
This is probably the most relaxed podcast we've had. I'm going to fall asleep at some point.
Yeah, me and Matt are both just sat on Craig's sofa.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable. The cat's just like having a nap on the floor. Craig's on
there's a fire
some wooden chair
yeah.
There's a fire
anyway
so I suppose we should get on to the reason why we're here, and it's obviously for a podcast.
Yes,
but I have a topic
which you haven't told us.
I haven't told you, right? So it's not quite a topic, more than an application. Okay, so the
Tinder
not Tinder. The topic, I suppose, is conversations, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and an app I have is a conversation starter app.
Right.
Okay? And it's basically, I press a button, it gives us something to talk about.
Okay.
Has it really got to that point? So we've got how many episodes, Craig?
20. 20. This is number
the 20th 20. Episode. You've completely run out of ideas. Yeah.
We have got to the 20th episode and we're having to rely on an app to tell us what to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty efficient, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Thank you, Phil.
Shall we at least see how it goes?
Yeah.
This episode might end up only being about 25 minutes long when we realise the app.
I can't believe you guys are doubting me so much. I've checked this app. I've been talking to myself all day long.
I'm missing the United West Ham games.
Not a fan of West Ham.
I'm not a fan of football.
Don't know what football is.
Well, so what if the conversation starter app comes up with a topic or a conversation starter that's football related?
Then I'll hit the button slyly again without you realising, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, you're in control.
Yeah, I am in control. And I'm going to press it now. So the first one we've got is, what quality do you have that is most ninja?
Oh, yes. I can move, even though people don't like to believe it because of my height and weight, I can move very silently upstairs.
To be fair, that's my quality as well.
I can literally move upstairs and you can not hear me coming. Which, you know, sometimes that could be misleading and sound quite weird. But when I'm at home, we've got this thing with me and my housemates. We can tell who's walking around the house judging by their footsteps.
Yeah, everyone can do that.
But I can just silently move through the house without anyone knowing I'm there.
Yeah. Is that from... Because I'm the same and I know why I can. And is it from living in a family house and having to sneak around? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I had at one point... Well, I mean, they're still alive, but they never lived in... They didn't live with us the whole time, but three siblings. And so, yeah, you want to go have a wee in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You'll be able to move around quite...
Yeah, almost like definitely. The Snickers advert with Mr. Bean in it, running across the rooftops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like that, yeah. But real.
Feels like that sometimes.
It's funny you say that about like the fact that you lived in family homes and like it was like you was quiet.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously I did live in a family home at one point, but like my parents could sleep through earthquakes. So I never was
How
that
How many earthquakes
guy.
Do you get in
Western Supermare?
Yeah.
Every couple of months, to be honest. Just little ones. Yeah. Nothing major. So just enough to wake someone up.
Enough to
make
those dogs
not your parents.
Move.
Yeah, but not my parents. Yeah. No. I'd have to go in and be like, it's another earthquake. And they'd be like, oh, shit.
How would they hear that if they can sleep through an earthquake?
Well, I'd say it a little bit louder normally.
But then if there's an earthquake, it would still be louder than you say if it's on the Richter scale.
I think we might have looked into this a little bit too far.
Anyway, so what's your quality, Craig? That's most like
I think mine's definitely not being able to creep around a house.
You strike me as a person that's kind of heavy footed. Not like
numbers around like FIFA iPhone.
Well, yeah, like one of my housemates is like that. In
Name and shame.
Well, my housemate Dom, he just kind of moves around with force behind his feet. You can hear him coming down the stairs. It's loud.
That's funny because you live under the stairs, don't you? Like Harry Potter.
Yeah. In the little broom cupboard.
Yeah.
Just Phil in there. Little just broom cupboard.
Away.
With his little metal soldiers on the side, just tot them along, playing with them.
Sold them.
Oh.
For crack.
That's the same thing. I was going to say you bored them down and made them into a spoon so that you could do heroin.
That's too elaborate.
Yeah, I know.
That's just not believable.
Well, anyway, my ninja quality has probably been able to do a backflip.
You can't do it. On a trampoline doesn't count.
No, I can do one right now.
No,
I'll show
you can't because you've got a bad back.
No, well, all right. Yeah, no, you're right. I'll do a...
Roly-poly.
A roly-poly instead.
I can't do roly-polies. I get too scared that I'm going to break my neck.
Well, that's why you
do never
them properly.
Do it. No, I've not done one since about 7 years old.
Because you're meant to do it, like, go up onto your hands a little bit more.
Well, you go, it's supposed to go onto the back. You're supposed to land on the back of your shoulders, not your weight shouldn't really...
It scares me.
It shouldn't be on your head.
Yeah, no, it scares me as well, because I've had some very bad experiences with roly-polies.
Like that time you roly-polied for England?
Yeah, yeah.
And lost it at the final
hurdle. Don't bring it up, don't bring it up.
Just did.
It's embarrassing, it's embarrassing. But I actually roly-polied off a bouncy castle once. And it went terribly wrong. Because now you've got a bouncy castle and then there's the step bit.
Yeah.
That's normally a little bit lower.
Yeah.
I roly-polies, landed on the step bit, which then flew me back up into the air. And I landed on my face on the lawn.
Oh, brilliant.
It was...
Explains a lot.
It was, yeah. And that's why I look like I do. Yeah.
Shame.
Cool. Next one?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, it's all right, actually. That's quite interesting.
Interesting.
See? Okay, so the next one is, and it's probably a little bit early in the year, but we'll go over it anyway. When trick-or-treating as a kid, was there any candy that you didn't like to get? Or for the UK listeners, sweets.
Sweets.
Hmm.
I was never a fan of those sweets that were laced with...
really?
hard candy, like, not the film.
Boiled
sweets,
yeah, boiled sweets, yeah. Yeah, because yeah, no, I get that. I think they felt like a waste.
I think if I didn't get Haribo, then I was disappointed.
I liked, yeah. The only thing
Haribo is like the gold standard of sweets. If you
and
get
also
the
dib dab with the
dib dab, yeah.
And then you have the stick which you can bite. Anything
like
other than that was shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, did you ever get like the mini rolls?
Yeah, Halloween.
So now we're going away from sweets and we're going on to
confectionery.
Yeah, I know, but that's still like something
okay,
you get on Halloween.
It's okay. Yeah, the jam ones I didn't really enjoy. I like the chocolate ones, but not the jam.
Do people still trick or treat as much these days?
Yeah, with supervision now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It depends where you're from in the city. I don't think I've lived in London for 4 years now, I've never had trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
well, I've never been there, actually, but we never see anyone in the streets.
I've never had a trick-or-treater.
I guess it probably depends on the kind of neighbourhood you live in. If it's
I mean, if
obviously family neighbourhood, like, not busy streets, then potentially. Yeah.
But like round here, this is quite like quiet, and like there's like, a few families down the road.
You get your bike stolen around here.
Yeah, but that's at night time, like middle of the night, not in the evening. But I was here Halloween last year.
No one came.
It was out trick or
treating. Well, people probably know which doors to go to and which doors not to go to, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, when you've got like that massive sort upside down cross. Yeah. It's a bit of a warning, isn't it? What did you dress up as last year when you went trick or treating, Craig?
I was a cowboy with an inflatable horse.
We've already talked about this like 3 times, I'm sure, in podcasts.
Sorry. We're upsetting Phil.
Not to cut you off there.
Yeah.
Come on, let's save the airtime for.
So, what were we going for then? Least favourite candy?
Least favourite? I think bald sweets is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Like, especially like stuff like humbugs. Yeah. Like, I like them now because they're like minty sweet. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
But like then it's like, but it's fucking mint. It's not sugary and sweet and whatever else. Yeah.
Boring.
For a kid, don't give them fucking... Or licorice.
Oh, I quite like licorice.
Yeah, but as a kid, I hated it.
I'm the same with the flying saucers that were filled with the sherbet.
You didn't like them?
As a kid, I really pissed me off because they were so... they just dissolved so quickly.
Just fucking paper with a bit of
but no, I love them. Yeah.
I mean, when you think, they are pretty shitty sweets, but I guess they are, again, kind of like crack.
Let's flip it then. What's the gold in trick or treating?
I'm going to stick with Dib Dab.
Stick with Dib Dab?
Yep.
Yeah, Haribo. I mean, for me.
Haribo?
Yeah. Love Haribo. Big fan. Craig, we know what your favourite sweet to get at Halloween would be.
What?
And it's definitely not a sweet. Your fave.
I don't want to say it. I'm not saying
sweet.
It out loud.
Nah, come on, ask me sweet.
I think...
Pedigree chum.
No. Good cover-up. No, I like those... used to get these lollipops that were kind of like... they were made out of the same sort of stuff that like Love Hearts is. That kind of like...
The sherbet ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a paley colour, like a pinky peachy
colour.
Yeah,
yeah. Like they were split colours as well. So it'd be like yellow and green.
And if you bite them, it's powdery.
Yeah, those things. Yeah. They're the best things in the world.
Drumsticks.
That and Palmer Violets.
I prefer Loved Hearts to Palmer Violets. Palmer Violets tasted too bitter afterwards. Yeah, it's always been like they've been sprayed in bleach or something. Yeah. Bleach.
There you go.
And we wonder why children of today are so...
Well, no, it's completely changed now. The generation below us... Well, it's not really a generation because it's not our children.
They're not
going to
be morbidly obese.
No, the generation below us are not going to fast food establishments and are dieting better than we are.
Oh, shit.
That's why McDonald's and all those other guys are starting to drop their profits because people don't visit them as much as we did.
Well, that's good.
Groundbreaking stuff. Jamie Oliver's work is obviously paid off.
Those turkey Twizzlers.
They're long gone, mate.
Yeah. I saw a thing on the Book of Face today about like food that you had to... when you were kids.
Yeah.
And turkey Twizzlers was one of them.
Never had them.
I never had them.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I can imagine the taste.
You must have had them.
Mum never got us.
You never had them at school?
Nope.
No.
I always took packed lunch.
I had packed lunch.
They were, and it's not just, it wasn't real. Like, it was obviously reformed meat.
Yeah.
But it had some kind of seasoning.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine.
Spicy almost.
I can taste it. Like, almost imagine the taste just by looking at it. But
I'm same. I can always...
I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what kinds of crap was in there. Just bone cartilage and all sorts of shit.
I'll tell you what, I had school dinners a couple of times when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
And the best thing I ever had there was quiche. Like, these massive...
Lorraine.
Yeah, like, massive slabs of it as well. It's like big, deep cut, like a fucking cake. It's huge. Yeah. But like it also had like a potato smiley faces on it.
The alphabet potatoes. Or the alphabet.
Oh yeah, alphabet potatoes as well, yeah.
That's how I learned all my English lessons. That's how I got an A at GCSE.
Yeah. But something I saw on there that like I didn't realise that a lot of people had these. Maybe still be one of the only. But was the vegetable chips. They look like chips, oven chips, but they were like green and
vegetables.
Orange. And they were basically made out of carrot. Mm.
No, I don't recall having that kind of...
But I'm pretty convinced they weren't actually fucking vegetable chips.
It was
just coloured.
Food-coloured
I'm
potato.
Almost certain, because I can still almost taste them now, and I remember them being... It doesn't matter what colour it was, they tasted the same.
I just remember school dinners at primary school always being a bit like prison food, I imagine.
Yeah, that's why I did.
One of those trays with the sections in it as well.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like, the only thing I really enjoyed was the sponge and custard, I think.
Yeah, sponge and custard. Yeah,
especially
the
chocolate one. But yeah, dinner wise, and like, my mum would rather make packed lunch every night for all four of us kids than send us to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That shit.
No, I always had packed lunch.
I at one point grew up and began to have packed lunch, but
I actually remember once. No, you can buy the quiche Lorraines and stuff in what, me or the cat?
The cat.
But no, you can get those like quiche Lorraines in like Tesco's and Asda or whatever, like for a couple of quid. The little ones in the trays. I remember once saying to my mum, like this was in secondary school, going, "Oh, I remember having quiche in primary school for my lunch and that when we had school dinners and it was amazing." That was probably the most of the conversation we've done. Then a couple of days later, I opened my packed lunch and there was half a fucking quiche in it.
Brilliant.
Like just cold.
And then for your wedding day, she just made a 3-tiered quiche wedding cake. Oh. That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, so that's that.
So you have to have cold quiche for lunch.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, I love cold quiche. Getting one of those up the shop, having them with a bit of salad, lovely.
I lived off it at uni during my summer. I had a few weeks where I had to stay in Portsmouth. Fucking hell.
See,
she doesn't like to.
I knew that was
I was wondering
happen.
How it was just like she was putting the weirdest face as I was putting my hand on her, and it was like she was being just like.
I suppose
hypnotized.
We should say the cat just attacked Phil.
And she went for me.
Yeah, and I saw it happening, but like I didn't want to say anything. I just feel a little bit bad.
I know. I could tell that was going to happen. It was just funny.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, it's something about quiche. I ate quiche for a long time. It was cheap.
Quiche is all right. Give quiche a chance.
Yeah. Hashtag give quiche a chance. Yeah. 2K16.
Yeah.
Paint the night.
Let's make it happen. Quiche deserves a good life too.
Shall we go for the next question from this?
Yeah, we've really gone off tangent there. So that's not what the podcast's about.
No, well, yeah, it's meant to be sensible, to the point, answer the question, move the fuck on.
Like last week.
Exactly. Okay, this could be interesting. If you could have been told one thing that you weren't told when you were a teenager, what would you like to have heard?
Oh, so something that... Okay. Mm.
It took me a very long time to figure out the right way to cut tomatoes.
I would say the same for onions. And if you want to know, it's when cutting onions, breathe through your nose and your eyes will not water. And I only learned that 2 days ago.
I don't know. I feel like I've just cut some onions.
I've just fucking learned that now.
Abandoned that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, breathe through your nose and your eyes will not water.
How the fuck does that make a difference?
I literally learned that 2 days ago. Well, have you ever had, I hate Baileys, but whenever...
Baileys. Oh, Baileys.
Whenever I've had a couple of Baileys, my mum used to drink all the time and she'll be like, go and have a go. Not an alcoholic. if I was to like breathe in through my mouth, my eyes would instantly water. And I think it has the same effect as the way that obviously it goes maybe to the back of your throat quite quickly. But when you're breathing through your nose, it doesn't have the same effect. You can fuck right off. You're not coming near me. But yeah, don't. Yeah, that's one thing I wish I'd known because there was years of crying over onions that I want to take back.
Oh. Yeah. If you cut a tomato like down the center of it as opposed to...
So you basically, so the leaf would be on top of the tomato, right? So you would put the...
You turn it 90 degrees and then cut. Yeah, yeah.
So the leaf is facing like to the right or left.
Yeah, the middle bit.
And cut that
holds
way.
All of the fluids inside together. I remember forever making sandwiches, like when I was at uni, cutting it without turning it.
And it going everywhere.
And the water just goes everywhere and then you have soggy
That's
bread.
That's fucking insane. I did not know that.
Yeah. And it was a revelation when I found out. I just wish someone told me sooner. That's probably not very important things. I feel like if I had the opportunity to tell myself something,
If it was serious, I would have told myself to save money. Like
save
that's the boring
money.
Answer would be to save money and not spend so much on Subways.
Nah, fuck that. I would have continued to spend as much money as I did.
I spent it all on Subways, and I just realized that Subway was the worst lunch to have.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Craig?
I think probably my sensible answer probably would have been save money. be a bit more sensible like that. But at the same time, I didn't splash that much money when I was younger anyway. It's more of a thing I do now.
Yeah.
But maybe if I was more sensible then,
you'd be in a better position.
I'd be better in a position to actually be able to splash out.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, so I think possibly that. But I think also telling myself not to do a fucking car course at college. Yeah.
Oh, are we going over this again?
Yeah, as much as I met one of my best friends there.
Well, you've only got me and Phil, so well, we didn't meet you there, so...
I would have gone back and slapped myself for wearing baggy jeans back when they were popular.
Oh, yeah, baggy jeans.
Were you wearing those?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Not for long. Not until skinny jeans became popular. And then...
That was a very Gloucestershire accent.
Yeah, I know.
Popular.
Yeah.
Popular.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I feel like I've not made many mistakes in life, so I'm pretty happy to be
here. Oh, there we
go. Wait. I don't know about that.
Nah.
You're here with us.
Do you want me to show you my list of your stuff you've made mistakes?
You're here with us two right now.
Mistakes
that
to
really
one man.
Really shows how low you've fallen. No offense.
I like that you think so highly of me. Thanks.
Yeah. Just, you know, putting that pedestal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Should we have another go?
Yeah. What does your name mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what mine means. This could be short and sweet. Do you know what it means? Do you know what...
Yours, yeah, I know what mine means, yeah. Shall I do mine?
Yeah, you do yours.
Mine means, what is it? Rough, jagged rock.
Yeah. Crag.
Yeah, crag.
Mine is Hebrew for gift of the Lord.
Gift of the Lord.
So, just saying.
I think
Philip.
I vaguely remember in school finding out and having something to do with horses or something like that.
Do with horses? Nope. What, like their hooves or
tails? And Jackson... Funnily, is son of Jack.
Well,
that's where that came from.
Oh, Rodriguez is, other than being the most one of the most popular Spanish surnames there is, I think it translates, or I might be incorrect, but this is what Google said years ago, grass widower, which is pretty much the equivalent of a cricket. So nice to be related to that. What about yours? Do you know what Lampard means?
Lampard, I did at one point. I think it's quite an old English name.
Like Flambards.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's Nordic or something.
No, it's Italian originally. It comes from an Italian name.
Lampard.
No, not Lampard. Lampard is an
Lombardo.
It's an English version of it, but it comes from something else, which is like something else.
Lombardi.
Lombardi or something, actually, Lombardi. I think maybe.
That sounds like a lyric from a really cheesy Euro pop song.
Yeah. Lombardi, Lombardo. Lampard, something else.
You should enter Eurovision.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I definitely am.
You probably win.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have you had a look at your family crest?
No, I don't really like crests.
No.
Coat of arms.
Coat of arms. Yeah. My housemate was looking at his because he's got like quite a strong Irish name surname.
Yeah.
Kelly. And I had a look at mine, and it's got like three eagles' heads on.
How'd you find it?
You just Google it.
All right.
The top result will probably be a website which specialises in family crest.
So what did he write? Jackson family crest.
Coat of arms. Lampard coat of arms.
I don't think we're going to have one, but...
Rodriguez...
So there's a Lombardi coat of arms.
Lombardi.
And that's the name. That's where my name comes from. Name. And it is... Well, there's two that's come up. Oh, hang on, here we go.
I mean, I don't really know...
Your surname's from somewhere in Norwich, I think. Remember, did you see on Facebook not so long ago there was a website which you could put your surname in and it would work out...
Yeah, where your people were based.
Yeah, where family was, like, however, over a period of history. And I put your name in, Greg, and it came up with Norwich.
Well,
Norfolk. Very much just Norfolk.
What, my first name?
Your surname.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is just a knight's head... Some funky floral design, and then a rook in the middle of a shield, and then a rook from a chess piece.
That's pretty cool.
So my name, every time I try to Google my last name and coat of arms...
Is it autocorrect?
It tries to change it to Lombard, which is the Italian one, or Lambert.
So either,
basically, I've got a fucking bastard name.
Just made it up.
Yeah, that it's like, what's it called? A mutt name that's like crossbred. Mongrel, that's the word I was trying
mixed
to get to.
Between...
I started with
various
bastard.
Cultures. It's like your family somewhere in England, your ancestors decided that the surname was just too foreign. They wanted to go with something more boring in English.
Oh, Lambert is supposedly Irish.
Lambert.
Yeah. Yeah. And the coat of arms is like a feathers and a helmet and yeah.
You get that tattooed on your chest now, Craig.
Yeah,
with that tribal tattoo you've got.
Yep.
The roots of mine can be traced back to the Visigoths, the Germanic tribe who ruled Spain between the mid 5th and early 8th centuries.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's derived from a Germanic personal name, Hrodic, which is the composed of the elements Hrod, meaning renown, and Rick, meaning power.
Renowned power.
That's exactly
what you bring to the bedroom.
So what's your first name mean again?
Matthew is gift of the Lord. So he's a renowned power. So I'm a renowned power, gift of the Lord.
Fuck you.
So I'm Jesus, basically, is what they're saying.
Hello.
So I'm a rough, jagged rock bastard child of Italy of some sort. Maybe possibly Irish. Great.
Nice. I'm son of Jack who likes horses. Something like that.
What is your favourite thing to do before you go to sleep?
Probably scroll to the very end of all the possible timelines that I can. Once everything's stopped refreshing and there's no more updates, you know it's time to just go to sleep.
Yeah.
I try and not look at my phone as much anymore. I suppose it used to be Reddit.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then... PicHD, which is the picture version of Reddit, so it just gives you all the pictures from Reddit.
Yeah.
But now I just read in bed instead because I'm now 27.
You're a grown up.
So I'm reading books in bed, got the little lamp on, I sit up straight to keep my posture good. So I'd say it's reading. But it was a very different story when I was at uni.
I bet.
Because I was just reading dissertation stuff and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mine's so, quite similar to yours, actually. Because I'm 26. So I get Tiff to read me stories before I go to bed.
Bloody hell, as if she doesn't do it enough for work, she's got to come back and read you a story too.
Well, I'm 23, so I just still sit on Facebook because that's what younger people do.
But no, seriously though, I normally, at the moment, I always have something to research. Like at the moment, like I'm going to Iceland at the end of the year, so like every time I get into bed, I pretty much get my iPad and just go through shit to do in Iceland.
You're just looking at Google Images, stuff, aren't you?
You went today, didn't you? You went and researched Iceland today. You got those cinnamon waffles.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got some cinnamon waffles in Iceland.
Punny.
And if you fill in a form inside, you get your money back.
I'm not taking
the what?
Mess. Yeah.
You get your money back.
He genuinely went to Iceland today.
What do you mean you get your money back?
That is similar to flying creature in the air. Eyeball.
Bird's eye.
Yeah, bird's eye. I was trying to be subtle about it. They've got this new breakfast toast things, so waffles, pancakes and shit, put them in the toaster and it's all good. But if you buy them, fill in a little card, send it to them, they'll give you your money back.
There's those Higgity pies you can buy. They have like a...
what?
You know those... Oh, they're really nice pies.
In the tins?
They sell them... No, they're in like a little box with plastic
like on top. The pucker pies.
They're like pucker pies, but they're a bit more fancy, a bit artisan in the flavours.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do now, but I remember seeing they had buy one... get another one free when you finished it. So you like you just buy it, eat it, and then you return, and you've got an infinite supply of pies. Then.
Free pies.
Free pies.
So the song "Who Ate All the Pies" is relevant more so than it was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Right? Whoever can be bothered to go
me.
Back.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, what was that one question?
That was what was the last thing you do before you go to sleep?
Oh yeah.
Football is still 0-0, Craig. Just in case you want to know.
Oh, cool. That's useful.
Okay.
What is something that happened during sex that killed the mood?
Saying the wrong name.
Oh, no.
That kills.
And that is as much as I'm going to say on the matter.
Well, you don't need to say any more, really. Hearing your housemate having a piss.
Fair enough.
It's a bit of a drag.
Yeah.
Hearing someone piddling into the toilet and not even like stealthily.
Yeah, like full on in the water, not on the pants.
Austin Powers style. Yeah. Just like stop and start every time that you think it's finished. You're like, nope, that's not going to go again.
Yeah. That's a mood killer if I've ever heard one.
I think mine is always that moment when you kind of, you feel like there's something watching you and you look barren and the cat just goes, no. And you're just like, how the fuck did you even get in here?
Yes, I have unfortunately been in that circumstance.
And it's the amount of times I've literally just kind of been like, looked over and I've been, and it just looks and just goes meow. I'm just like, fuck, why?
And it's like an ad though. It starts listening to Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady, and then walks over.
Yeah. It just like, you know, changes track on the stereo. And
I remember uni. I'm probably going to get absolutely. Well, I don't speak to this housemate in particular anymore. But I remember at university, and let's try and be as nondescript as possible. One of my housemates was on Plenty of Fish a lot, and would bring ladies back.
Nice.
And we dared in one night. We played a lot of FIFA. We actually got to the point where we had this rule that you had to win 3 games in a row online with someone in your house. So you could, two of you could play someone else, somewhere else in the world. You had to win 3 games in a row before you go to bed. Now, when you're playing with a friend, it's very difficult to beat one person because it's very difficult to call itself.
Yeah. Craig, you won't understand.
I'm just taking your word for it.
It's just a game. All right. So imagine having to win 3 games of Halo before you go to bed. So one night we were like, he's obviously had a few girls round, and this is really bad. And I'm going to get slated for it. I don't give a shit.
Nah, do it.
And we said to him, look, there's a few players that when the commentator says their name in FIFA, it sounds really funny.
Yeah.
And at the time, one of them was Nicolas Anelka.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Nicolas Anelka, like he's just won the prize. So like we were like, housemate, when you do the deed, when you're about to finish, you've got to shout out like a commentator does.
Nicolas Anelka.
And it must have been about like 11:30 at night. And I remember letting the girl into the house and I was like, so-and-so, your girlfriend's here as a joke. And she looked at me as if she wanted to slap me around the face. And then at 11:30 at night, we were all sitting downstairs playing FIFA and we suddenly just hear him shout, Nicolas Anelka. And then like 2 minutes, she stumbles down the doors and she left.
That's
and
we never saw her.
Oh my God, that's
so that was probably the biggest mood killer. Yeah. I feel like shit for doing that.
That's hilarious. Funny.
Confessions,
Nicolas
Anelka.
Yeah, that's very good.
Here's a question. Here's a good one. If you had to fight to the death right now and you could only choose weapons from within a 5 feet radius, what would they be? Genuinely.
Just to let you know, Craig, Fellaini scored for United. It's now 2-0. Atletico Madrid actually winning 1-0 against Barcelona.
Matt,
which
there's more pressing matters here. You need to pick a weapon to fight to the death
the
with.
Cat.
That's within 5 feet.
The cat has already...
She's already made me.
Gorged blood on you, so I would use her.
I would probably go with the bottle that I have in my hand. It's a...
See, I think it'd be pretty boss to smash that glass head.
We've got a glass head like that as well.
Have you?
Yeah, it's full of poker chips, and it's funny actually.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's in our front window, which goes out the front of our house. A guy from Amazon came to deliver a parcel yesterday, and he was so like, I don't know if he was confused or just weirded out by it, but I came to the door to get the parcel, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you got the head in the window," and I was like, "Yep, that's it. Yep." Glass head. He was like, yeah, you got stuff in it? And I was like, yeah, there's poker chips in it. And he kind of like stepped back and looked at it and kind of pulled a weird face and then kind of just slowly stepped away and left. It was really quite confusing.
You've never invited me to your house.
Maybe you should come around sometime.
Or maybe you just need to invite me.
Well, so I think it'd be pretty boss to smash a glass head over someone's face.
Especially if you held it just above their head as you did it, so it looked like they had two heads.
Head on head action.
Yeah.
If it were real, then I would take that moose's head on your wall. Is that a moose or a... Yeah, no, that's
a
moose.
It's a moose. Yeah.
If it was a real moose, I would definitely take both of its antlers and use kind of those as some kind of weapons. That would be...
That's pretty good.
Boss.
Yeah. I would use that, whatever that skull is up there on top
of the mask.
The mask,
that's
an
Italian mask thing. It's what was it to do with when the plague and stuff, I think.
Oh yeah,
like those, they used to wear those things with the big long nose.
Yeah, they had loads of scents in it to protect them.
That basically
I'd use that.
If I was at home, we've got a meat cleaver in the kitchen. I feel like a meat cleaver is always a good choice.
What if you're upstairs?
My guitar.
Bass guitar. Matt Shaw's bass guitar.
Do you ever feel like you need to be prepared in some way?
Everyone has a zombie plan. The room that's in the middle of the house, so furthest away from the windows, upstairs. All curtains closed, no lights, and then make sure you've got lots of pots to piss in, unless you've got access to the bathroom.
Why do you need lots of pots to piss in? You can piss in one pot and pour it out the window, I think.
But I have 5 people live in my house, once we all need to piss at the same time.
Just don't cross beams.
Never cross beams.
Doesn't matter. The amount of piss going into the pot would just bounce back out, and it's just horrible.
I think...
We're thinking too much about this.
Yeah.
Let's just move on to the next question.
Yeah.
Shall I find one more for us to end on?
Yeah, let's go for an ending one. You know, I'm kind of disappointed that I was hoping, having not known the topic when I was coming, I was like, is it going to be the EU referendum? Is it going to be something Donald Trumpy, football, music, a topic that we've not had before?
It's lazy though, isn't it?
I had Big Dave's expensive leaflet through the letterbox this morning.
Did you?
Have you had it?
Yeah.
That's £7 million worth.
It was printed on nice paper.
I thought it was 9 million.
It was 13 million.
Whatever it is, it was more than seven.
Either way, didn't really have much information in it.
No?
No. There was a show on the BBC about the EU the other day.
Yeah.
That was good. Probably had more information.
What do you think? Do we raise this now? Who's going
to
vote?
Political. Yeah, I've filled in my postal vote application form. Just need to post it off.
I need to do mine, actually, because I won't be here. I'll be at Glastonbury.
It's tough. Yeah, it's not enough information.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh.
Will it change?
Get on with it. What do you think, Craig?
See, but when we try and talk about a serious topic, we just don't really know what to
say. No, I don't know what to say. I'm going to vote to stay in.
I'm on the fence.
I'm on almost on the fence, but
I'm learning more every day, and I'm still on the fence. There's too much bullshit about it as well.
I think that's the problem with it. It's the fact that there's so much bullshit.
Yeah, the media have completely controlled it to an extent where you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You're truly voting for.
Yeah, I ain't got a fucking clue. I've read two big articles by two big people.
Literally,
maybe when Big Dave's expensive leaflet comes in the letterbox for you, it will give you some information.
So the very, very last one is, what is something that haunts you?
Haunts me?
Haunts you.
That's something that you've done that haunts you, or something that generally... I think
I killed a bird once because it was injured, and I bashed its head in with a stone to give it some mercy.
Really?
I saw its face before I slept for about a year. No, that's a lie. I didn't get haunted by a bird.
I suffer from night terrors,
which is not on a regular basis.
Which is quite horrible, but it's become more consistent as I got older. So that I had one 3 nights ago.
Yeah.
Like this. So I was in bed. Right next to a
lovely young lady,
a chest of drawers which was holding apparatus, and I must have fallen asleep. And in my dream, I don't remember it very vividly. I haven't written it down, but I remember it so hard, brilliant, clumsy. I was at Butlins, and I was in the kitchen of Butlins, and I accidentally took my food, which was ribs, into the kitchen of Butlins. A velociraptor was in there at the time, and everyone knew the velociraptor was there, but you were never supposed to take food, and obviously I didn't know because I'm not from Butlins. Went in,
yeah.
Velociraptor came out. Just to put it into context, the velociraptor was the kind of one that you'd find in Jurassic Park, so your standard Hollywood velociraptor,
as opposed to one of the ones you find in Somerset,
the ones you find in Bristol, yes,
yep. Yeah.
Or in real life. And then because of this, the velociraptor got out, and somehow, very quickly, genetically modified a lot of animals around it to also become different types of dinosaurs.
Wow.
Which then went on to kill a lot of people. I ran to my chalet.
Yeah,
nice.
Where a friend of mine was, and we were sitting there, and we were just talking about the weekend's events. It must have been like some kind of festival. And then some guy turned up at the door to play some live music while all this sort of... shit was going down. We let him play. He played his guitar. His band were great. And then, like, in the dream, it was literally a few seconds later, but it had gone really dark. The guy came back and he's like, can I play you another song? We said no. And we closed the door and he kept his foot in the door. And as he came into the door, he had like a wooden 2x4 plank. And he went to hit me with it. And as he hit me, I punched in the stomach. And I woke up and I punched a glass of water across the room.
What?
And that was Sunday night.
That's interesting.
So something that haunts me is every night going to sleep. I'm very, very capable of having night terrors. And that's actually, even that's the most recent one, that's probably the one of the calmest ones I have. It's generally includes snakes and spiders.
A strange.
It involves me waking up in the middle of the night in the corner of my room having to turn the light on because I feel like there's animals in there.
That's crazy.
And it happens about, now it happens about once a month.
Really?
That's something that haunts me. Yeah.
I used to have, I say you used to. I mean, it wasn't even regular. It was like maybe once a year, I would have just a really big night terror, and the kind where I would get up and kind of sleepwalk and just be confused as fuck, thinking that something had gone really, really, really wrong. And the dream that I can vaguely remember, I imagine it's a bit like, you know, the this Hyperloop idea where it's a like a Futurama style tunnel.
Yeah.
Obviously, the real idea that they've got isn't you going down it as a person, but imagine going down a tunnel as, like, in Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there being another person coming and you both just like colliding.
Yeah.
And that's the moment that I wake up. Like, that's the only thing that I can remember from the dream or the nightmare. It's just some kind of weird tunnel and then hitting something. And then I wake up and I'm just confused as fuck. And I can remember, like, there was a time when I was a kid and I locked myself in the bathroom and my sister and my mum had to kind of calm me down to get me out. There was a time when we were in Ireland on a holiday and I remember waking up and pacing, like, outside in the living room because I think we were sleeping in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, all 3 years at uni, it happened at least once in each of the three places that I lived. And every time I'd, like, the funniest time was... I woke up, and this was probably after going out the night before, so I was hungover, went to bed at like 6, slept for maybe 2 hours, woke up in a hot sweat, and then I went up to my housemate, Jay, who was in like the attic room, and I got in there and I was like, "So I don't know what's happened, I've got no arms and legs." And he was like, "What? I'm just about to go out and get something. You what?" Like,
yeah.
He was just about to leave the house. I'm confused as fuck thinking that I've lost my arms and legs. So he sends me back down to the living room to sit down and have a glass of water, which I then do, and then go up to my other housemate, Christian, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happened. I think something's happened. And I was just so confused for about 15 minutes, and then I calmed down, and then I went back to bed. But it hasn't happened since.
The fuck?
I know. It's like sleepwalking / confusion night terror. Really strange.
It's like... I'm saying that I don't... have any dreams like that.
I don't often dream.
Everyone dreams, you just don't remember them.
Yeah, yeah, all right. I don't remember any of my dreams really. Like, and I don't really, I think sometimes I kind of jump myself out of sleep. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Sometimes like, I'll have a bit of, I'll wake up quite suddenly and stuff. But like, it's normally like the fact that like I've bumped into someone or I've crashed the car or like fell over or something in my dreams.
Dramatic, yeah.
That sort of stuff. So like that happens. But like I don't think I've had like an actual like night terror for like since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like that was very much like I maybe probably have watched the wrong thing before I went to bed and I dreamt about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's it really. Like
there was one alien show on like one of these ship alien TV channel like I don't know something when you have Sky you have so many like sci-fi channel. There was this one alien documentary and the point which I always turned it off or I turned it off when I was a kid was when the alien was in one of the bedrooms upstairs and they tied some string around the door handle and then like latched it onto one of the little springy things on the floor to like tie the door through and a laser came through the keyhole of the door to cut the string and they all charged downstairs. Like the dad shot the shotgun through the door and then they opened it and the alien was gone. And that was the point which I turned it off and I was fucking terrified.
Yeah.
And in our living room, in my parents' house, they've got like a massive window in the living room. Like one wall is a window and it looks out into the forest and it's like a big hill with forest. And there was always a stereo on the opposite wall. And in the reflection of the window, there was a little red light from the stereo and there'd be times when I'd see that after watching something I'd be like look out and I think oh my god it's the aliens and just shit myself and then run away.
I think definitely when I was like teens living at home and stuff and I was just watching shit that like you know my mind wasn't quite ready for
no scary scary stuff.
Well there we go then.
Well that was an insight into mine and Matt's sleep.
Amount of times that like, and this is most nights, I get into bed, as soon as I close my eyes,
gone.
I open them again and it's the morning.
Oh, I wish it was like that.
Yeah,
for me.
I wish it was like that.
It takes me so long to get to sleep.
I'm a heavy sleeper, but not like heavy in the sense that like you can't wake me up. It's just that like,
so once you're down, you're down.
I'll get into bed. As soon as I'm tired enough, I'll get into bed, close my eyes. It's morning. Let's go to work.
You should have your phone nearby. Next time you wake up in the middle of the night because you've had a dream where it's like shocked you, just write it down straight away as much as you can.
Yeah.
Write down your dreams because me and Matt Shaw have shared some of our dreams.
Yeah, I've heard some of his.
And it's just interesting because you think of the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
The strangest stuff goes on in your mind.
More interesting than this podcast.
Yep, probably.
Thanks, mate.
Good one, mate.
Yeah.
God.
4,000 plays for nothing.
Oh yeah, that's a important thing to know.
Bit of a milestone.
Yeah, 4,000 plays.
4,014.
Wow.
Over 19 episodes.
Not bad.
It's all right, isn't it? That equals out about 200, if it was an average, about 200 and just a bit episode.
Yeah, which I'm pretty happy with, considering so, like...
Considering Phil never listens to it.
When are we going to get paid, Craig?
You still haven't been getting a check?
No.
It's so weird. I post them every week.
Fine work and effort that I put in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's time to end.
Probably.
I need to go to bed and have some nightmares.
You should eat a load of cheese.
Yeah, lucid
watch
dreaming.
Watch some scary stuff.
Yeah.
And
cat's just woken up.
Yeah. Force yourself into some kind of deep thought.
Yeah. So if you want to send us your dreams, let us know on Twitter, which is @was_interesting. Tag us in a photo of your dream if you can take photos of your dream on Instagram. Again, @was_interesting. Or, drop us a post on Facebook. Search That Was Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you want to tell Phil...
What you think.
Yeah, what you think. Yeah.
If you want to share your dreams with me, personally, you can direct message me on Twitter. @PhilJKSN.
By far the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
All right. You won't be saying that when you got loads of followers sending you their dreams and you're in them.
And they're velociraptors and stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't have really told you guys. You're the.
We are now going to just rip you for that. I'm going to come to work.
I'm going to buy you a pet t-shirt. Philosopher.
I've only told a group of 6 people about that dream before now, and now another one person's going to know about it other than you two, and that's probably going to be Matt Shaw.
And everyone that listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
And then you've considered the. You do realize
that's
the
why
situation.
I said the one person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I can see how much he has invested in this podcast, right? You know.
Yeah, I'm just really tired. I didn't know I was going to do it until today.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, and if you want to harass Matt on his social media, not that he cares.
Yeah, not that he cares.
It's @MatthewR_Rodriguez.
Matthew_Rodriguez.
Yeah. There we go.
He talks about football all the time.
Yeah. What's the score, Matt?
Final score, please.
It's in extra time, but it's currently still 2-1 to Manchester United, which means we go through in the FA Cup.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I actually get that reference.
No, good.
I get that joke.
Good.
That's the one he doesn't see what's going on.
It's Mr. Red Card or something.
Yeah, I know that one.
Good job, mate. Good job.
I'm now part of the group.
You are. You've been initiated.
Cool. So, Matt's been so invested in this episode. What did you think, mate?
I thought it was different and kind of interesting.
That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. Nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.